take your pictures up. Right, so I'm stood with Danny Whittaker. Danny, you've just been confirmed as the new manager of Macclesfield FC. How do you feel?
Delighted. Absolutely over the moon. Honoured to be given the opportunity. So I'm just excited.
And I know when we spoke on Silk Sport a couple of weeks ago, it was more heartache, it was pain, it's literally 2 weeks ago, and it's like you were saying that you felt as though there'd been a death in the family.
Yeah.
How has your world changed in 2 weeks? Has this anything like this ever happened before?
It's just been mental, hasn't it? I mean, the week before that, I've had the best and worst week in my career by coming out of retirement and playing on the Tuesday night, and then we got the news on the Wednesday about the winding up order. So that was emotionally all over the place. And then after speaking to you, it's just snowballed from there, really. It's gathered momentum, and you know, it's gone from thinking it might not be a football club to then having this fantastic new vision of what's going to be from the owner. And it's just exciting times all around.
And obviously the radio station, the Supports Trust have been big advocates of you getting the job. So part of me wants to walk out of here now and jump up and down because it's finally happened, because I am genuinely so excited. But what's it been like to meet with Robbie Savage, with the new owner? What's it been like to actually be involved? Because you're a legend at this football club and will go down in history as the first manager of Macclesfield FC. To work with somebody like Robbie Savage, you can't play at a higher level than Robbie Savage has played at. What's it been like for you to work with these guys?
It's been amazing. I mean, I met them all on Friday for the first time. And since then, I've been blown away by their enthusiasm and what they're dreaming and hoping what this football can be and potentially will be. So it's just unbelievable. I can't quite believe it.
I'm sure you're still in a bit of shock, and it's a bit,
yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. So what is, you're obviously the manager. Yeah. We know that your job would be to build a side, to get it playing and to get us back into the football league as quick as possible. But bringing it back a bit, because we know that's a long journey.
Yeah.
What's next? What is your job between now and next season? What are you going to be doing?
Scouting, basically. Getting out there, looking at players, looking at potential opponents from the league we might be in, the league above, because we don't know what league we're going to be in yet. So we could be in Step 5, could be in Step 4, Northern Premier Division 1. We just don't know. So we'll cover a good amount of games in all those leagues. And just prepare and, you know, put plans in place.
So what type of football are we going to see from the new Macclesfield FC? What are you going to install?
Well, the fans of Macclesfield know how I was as a player, so I think that's a big clue there.
Yep.
There's not going to be any long ball tactics, that's for sure. So it'll be interesting, because we're going to have a new pitch laid, 4G pitch, so it'll be a bit different in terms of what the fans are used to. But I've been and watched a couple of games already that are on 4G pitches, and those teams have tried to play football the right way. So I'm really encouraged that it won't look out of place on the Moss.
Fantastic. And I suppose the last question really from me, Danny, today is, what's your message to the people of Macclesfield Town fans between now? Because it's a long time till we see a ball kicked. So what's your message to the fans now?
Just be excited. Be excited for the new era of the football club moving forward. And, you know, we've got loads to look forward to.
Fantastic. Danny Whittaker, new manager of Macclesfield FC.